In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today, as we see, if you don't know, that you expect that you come and to listen to the gospel of the paralyzed. But we are looking now and we listened to different gospel. However, why? We are going in sequence. The last week it was the Samaritan woman. And this week also should be the paralyzed. But why we are different today? It's different today because we are looking, well, today we are celebrating the Feast of Annunciation. And when the Feast of Annunciation come, we have to read all the readings of the Annunciation only. We are not reading anything else. That's why when we read this, all this reading for the Annunciation, we will find something different. Even the church celebrating and also the tones of all the hymns are joyful. However, where is Tuba l-Ruhama and where is the sadness tone? No, it's never. It's not existing today anymore. Because we are celebrating the first feast, which is the Annunciation. Archangel Gabriel came in that day and he announced to Saint Mary and he said, "You will be the mother of God." Maybe I was last week and maybe last month also too, I was very busy in my mind with something very important, which is how to say yes to God and how to be like happy when I'm saying yes and accept everything is coming from God. And when I was thinking about that, I found that there is very common between what happened with Saint Mary and what happened when I was thinking about how to say yes. I found that Saint Mary presented the person and the character who said yes to the Archangel Gabriel and to God. And was very happy. She was very happy when she listened to that. Number one, the Archangel Gabriel came to Saint Mary and he said, "You will be the mother of God." I will give you an example I was thinking about. Now that day, maybe it's not before, if I'm talking to like my age in Egypt or an older, we have no dating and we have no proposal. It's only engagement direct. Now that day, we have dating and we have proposal. And what happened? The guy who proposed to a girl, 100% he is sure that she will say yes. He will do a surprise for her, and we will go and prepare everything. And then he will give her a ring. And finally, she said yes. And we looked to all the Facebook and all the announcements. Yeah, she said yes. However, he knew before that she will say yes. He will never, I never saw someone do a proposal and he wrote like, "She said no." I never saw that before. I don't know if you have an experience about that or not. But what happened? Why he is sure that when he will give her a ring, she will say yes. And after like, yes, she said yes. He is 100% sure that she will say yes because he was dating her a long time and he knows her very well. Exactly like Jesus Christ, like God who knows exactly who is Saint Mary, and she will say yes. Finally, he said, "I found a person who will say yes to me." Archangel Gabriel came to Mary and said, rejoice, number one, it's rejoice. To be like the joyful. Rejoice, a full of grace. And she was like, what happened? Oh, my name is Mary, and I'm full of grace. Why he changing the name? It's exactly like God finally found a person who said, oh, my love, finally I found someone who say yes. What about me? If I receive any message from God, I'm saying yes. Even if I'm suffering, even it's hard on me, I'm saying yes or not. I'm accepting the voice is coming from God, the message is coming from God or not. I'll tell you something different. The message which coming from God came to St. Mary in Nazareth, in her home, not in the temple. However, she lived already 12 years inside the temple, inside the altar. And after that, she went to with St. Joseph. But why the Archangel Gabriel came to St. Mary in her house, not in the temple? It's much easier to him to come to the temple, to the altar, and talk to Mary. No, it's another message from God. God is talking to me and to you every day and everywhere. He's coming to you with a good news. However, St. Mary, if she was thinking and she thought about that, I will be the mother of God. Oh, wow, very good. But, oh, I'm not married yet. Can we wait? No, there is no time. This is not will happen. There is no time to wait. And also the consequences of that is on Mary, on St. Mary, very bad. But she didn't think about that. The Archangel Gabriel said, a full of grace, rejoice. Number one is rejoice. How I will rejoice? You tell me I will be the mother of God. This part is good, but the other part is not. Anything coming from God is good. Anything is coming from God is good. كل حاجة من إيدك يا رب حلوة. This is I have to accept. I have to say yes to God. Whatever who is giving to me, I have to say yes, like St. Mary said yes today. You can imagine that if St. Mary said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't do that. It's hard on me to do that. But I will tell you what St. Mary said. Read with me the Psalm 85. It's on the screen. Lord, you have been favorable to your land. You have brought back the captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sin. You have taken away all your wrath. You have turned it from the fierceness of the anger of your anger. You can imagine what she said with David at the time. Radit ya Rabbi ala ardak. Lord, you have been favorable to your land. She didn't think about herself a lot. She didn't think about what will happen. She was looking to the land, to the earth, to the salvation, the mother of God. She will suffer, and she knows, because she knows everything in the Old Testament, and she knows if she will be the mother of God, she will suffer. But she didn't take it in consideration. Everything is coming from you, God, is good, because I know that you love me. I know very well that you love me, God. Not only you love the earth, no, you know everyone. And you know me by name. You graved my name on your hand. My name is in your heart. And I know that. Then why I'm not accepting anything from your hand? Why I'm not saying yes to God as St. Mary said yes? Why when it's something coming, suffering, for example, or suffered or hard or or troubles, I'm saying, no, I'm not accepting what you are giving to me, God. You are not loving me. And I'm denying the love of God at times. Believe me, my beloved, everything is coming from His hand is good. Everything is coming from His hand is good. But can you tell me if Saint Mary, the Archangel Gabriel said to her, rejoice. How Saint Mary was very happy with that, however she know that she will suffer. She know that there's many consequences will happen when she receive, and she will be conceived, like she will receive she will have the Holy Spirit, and she has the Son of God inside her womb. Really, it's very important to know. Number one, she has her own relationship with God. She knows very well how to say yes, because she has a very good relationship with Him. She lived with Him 12 years inside the altar. And this is the foundation of her relationship with God. That's why when she received anything from God, she said, yes, I'm accepting. Okay. اعمل يا رب اللي انت شايفه صح. حياتي التسليم. It means that I'm giving my heart, my body, my thought, everything to God. Whatever God you wanted for me, I know that you are my Father. You said, when you pray, say only our Father. You know what? Who knows this secret? The saints, the martyrs. We are praying the fraction on Sunday during the Great Lent. What we are saying? I will read it for you. They said like that. Fasting and prayer, before he said about the martyrs. Fasting and prayer, we are pursued by the martyrs until they shed their blood in the name of Christ, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. And fasting and prayer, we are pursued by the righteous, the just, the cross bearers, and those who dwelt in the mountains, deserts, and caves of the earth. Because what? Of their great love for Christ the King. Why you are loving Christ like that? Why you are dwelt in the caves and the desert? Why you shed your blood as martyrs? Why you are persecuted? Why the martyrs, for example, in Libya, the new martyrs, why you shed your blood? Because I love Christ, because He loved me more. My beloved, He loves us a lot. But the problem that we can't recognize, okay, we don't know exactly how He loved us. Then how to rejoice? St. Paul said in Philippians 4:4, so it's very easy, 4:4 Philippians, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. You can imagine, let your gentleness be known to all men, the Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. Again, I try to explain I will do that. The Lord is at hand. It's near. It's close to me here. This is what St. Paul said. Rejoice. Then only put your eyes on Christ. If, like St. Peter, he was walking on the water and he put his eyes only on Christ. He was walking. Just he left his eyes from Christ. He fell. He has a doubt. That's why St. Paul said exactly, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. He said rejoice because it's only your eyes you be on Christ. Don't worry. Don't think a lot about what you have in the future. You know what happened one day? Some people came to Christ and said, there is your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you. Then he said, who are my mother and my brothers? Who hears and does the word? If you want to really to rejoice, only hear and listen to his word and do also his word. Another day, a woman said, blessed to the womb that bore you and breast that nursed you. Jesus said, blessed are those who hear and do the word. You will be rejoiced. My beloved, it's only one word, rejoice. That's why the first word when Archangel Gabriel came today to St. Mary and he said, hey, before saying her name, before saying anything, he said, rejoice. Our Christianity based on to rejoice. Why? Because only our eyes on Christ. Nowadays, because we are very busy, that's why I was thinking the last month, there's a lot of people who I know, they are, for example, they are sick or they have a problem in their life. And now because we are very busy, I saw that all our faces now are, they have like sadness. There's sadness on our face. No, rejoice. We have Christ who loves us. Don't worry about anything. Put your eyes on him. He loves us a lot. And don't worry about anything. Your life in his hands. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Gabriel came to you, O Virgin Mary, with birth of the eternal Logos. He praised you, and the Son dwelt.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father for all ages, light of life, true God, begotten and created, one essence of the Father, for whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. It was crucified.
Schlingele Flogison. Is moon in po of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by with the hymn of angel glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic graces.
Lord,
according to your good will, O God, fill our heart with your peace. Clean us from all blemish, O God, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intellect. And may that all work to our master to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Oh. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yeah, Lord, who art Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer, offer, offer in order. Stand with trembling, look towards the east. Let us attend. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
شخصي كذكاء ألي صغار خنوم اسمي عكسي كذكاء Oh, you who are muscle, Lord God of truth, being before dangers are reigning forever. Who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created them in their destiny, and all that is there. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are young round who stand, the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings praising continuously without ceasing,
let us